next case.
Case number 13036, Timber Creek West LLC seeks a special use exception for an off-premise billboard. Sections 115, 159.5B, and 11580 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Coastal Highway, west of Camelot Drive. The 911 address is 19470 Coastal Highway in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 305.02. We have no correspondence on this case.
Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Neil McAllister, 32 Mannering Drive, Dover.
Mason Dyer, 29456 Cedar Neck Road, Ocean View, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
May I present your case?
Good evening, members. My name's Mason Dyer. I'm one of the tenant and common owners of Camelot Shopping Center on Route 1 in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. We're seeking approval for a billboard on that subject property. Upon our initial discovery and purchase of this shopping center on Route 1, our environmental surveys uncovered some potential environmental risks. There was a old Shell gas station that had been operating under previous ownership. Before our purchase, or upon our purchase, we entered into a brownfield program, which is a program through the Department of Natural Resource, and the gas station was removed. The underground storage tanks, which were quite old, were removed, the pumps, and then also any environmental remediation work was done. But it created a unique situation where a lot of the, or a portion of the income stream for that center was lost. And we're seeking approval for the billboard to make up for that. And Dale McAllister from First State Signs is with me, and I'm gonna turn the presentation over to him, and he's gonna explain a little bit more about what's proposed.
What we have here is gonna be a 12 by 48 billboard. What we wanna do is there's an existing flagpole on the property, and we're going to remove the flagpole, put a flag mount billboard where the flagpole is. Your ordinance right now says all billboards must meet a 40-foot setback. Well, the flagpole is right at 40 feet. We also are going to remove the existing third sign that's at the property, which is a Shell station, which has a 5-foot setback. So what we'd like to do is remove the Shell sign, move the flagpole where the Shell sign was, and then install a billboard. And what I brought with me today is so you can understand where we're placing it and what it would look like down the highway. So this is the proposed billboard. You can see the gravel. That's where the old pumps were. We haven't done, because of the time of year, haven't done the asphalt work yet. If we get the approval for this, we'll dig the holes and we'll do all the asphalt work at the same time so everything works out well. Okay? That's what the billboard would look like. And this picture, and you can see the Shell sign in there as well. So we plan on removing that and installing that. So we will not be increasing the number of signs on the property, just the use. We currently have three on-premise signs. We'll have two on-premise, one off-premise. We also have went to DelDOT, and we have a letter, I think, in your packet of no objection. So if you grant us this special use exception variance, we already have the approvals from DelDOT to do what we need to do. So once we get it, we can do it. This is what we call the right-hand read of the billboard. If you're coming down, this is what you see on the right side. So if you're driving south, this is the north face or the right-hand read of what it would look like right there. And then we went out and got a picture from the south end. This will be what we call the left-hand read. If you want, I can hand you these. You can look at them better.
Yeah, they'll have to be admitted in the evidence to the record, so they'll have to go down to Ms. Well, if you can give it down to Ms. Norwood at the end.
Well, what you've got is a standard unipole billboard instead of the wooden structure. It's a flag mount billboard, which needs a heavier torsion bar because of the uniqueness of this property and meeting our 40-foot setback. This board will go out into the travel lane. But everybody it'll be up high enough. It's at 30 feet. The board's 12 feet. Okay, so that gives us 18, then we have a 2-foot catwalk, so we have a 16-foot clearance. And as you know, it's 13.6 to 14 is what's safe on the highway. So we don't see any problem with anybody hitting it or driving under it or having any issues. So.
You are going to remove the shell sign.
Correct. That's part of this. If this is approved, we will be removing the shell sign.
I'm sure you've done a lot of signs. Is this unique, like the sign going into the parkway?
No. Happens all the time. If you drive up and down, it's unique from the standpoint that it's only done when it's needed because it costs more. A flag mount billboard, cantilever, weight, concrete. So if you don't have to do it, no. But if you drive 95 or any other road and there's buildings near it, it's typical, you know. You'll see a billboard going straight up, then a sharp angle going this way to miss a building, and then going up in front of it. I mean, whatever we have to do structurally, steel-wise, is what we have to do to meet your setback. If we had a center pole mount, we probably could do a center pole mount, but it'd be in the parking lot, and then we'd have to rearrange, and it made more sense in this location to do a flag mount and increase their expense so it would work better.
Is it going to be a digital signboard or
no,
just a
not allowed.
Static?
Wish it was, but can't be. we don't meet the DLDOT requirements. Sure. DLDOT requirements for a digital billboard is 1,000 feet from an intersection, so many more feet. History, I'll be coming back in front of you in a month or so for a digital one. It took me almost a year to get DLDOT to agree to it, and it took some explaining of DLDOT and traffic engineers for us to say we met the rules.
Understood. Thank you.
It will be lit up though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It'll be lit with LED fluorescent, you know, not fluorescent. The new technology are LED. So we'll have 3 LED billboard lights on it, which also will help with the parking lot and help with safety of the security of the center.
Sure.
Thank you. So looking at the photos you provided, there is in the site plan, there's currently, I guess, for lack of a better term, a strip mall there with various shops and
correct.
Things of that sort there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm familiar with that area. My recollection is that nearby areas are also commercially used. Is that correct?
Oh, the whole, to speak of the neighborhood, as you know, this is Route 1. It's a parking lot in the summer. It's all commercial. You to live on that road, I wouldn't want to live there. I mean, I don't think most. I mean, behind it, and as Mr. Derrickson once told me, he said, Dale, I do not leave my house in the summer. I get everything I need during the week, and I live at my house. It's just tough.
Looking at the property line there, it looks like there's a bit of a gap between the front property line and the edge of paving of Route 1. Is that right?
Yes, small, but yeah, it's there.
And then the other, you testified as to the effect on traffic within the shopping center itself. You don't envision there being any impact on traffic?
No, in fact, we think this will be better because with the gas station there, think about what happens when you're waiting in line for a gas pump. And the gas pumps, believe it or not, caused a lot of congestion for people waiting and then somebody trying to back out. So the potential for accidents with the gas pumps was a lot greater than this will ever be. All this will be somebody be driving underneath of it. So it'll have no bearing on anything.
How tall was the canopy that was there?
The canopy that was there, I'm not positive, but from my recollection of doing gas station work and working on canopies, the majority of gas canopies are over 14 feet, and that's right where we're going to be at this height. But they have to be because tractor trailers going underneath of them is 13.6, 14, 15 feet, and then they usually have anywhere from a 2 foot to a 30 to 36 inch, what we call valancer, that we put to channel. We put up Liberty Gas signs, Shell gas signs on the canopies all the time.
I presume this sign's not going to block any other signs.
Now, the only signs that it will block partially are the two signs that are currently on the property that are owned by the owner of the shopping center. Now, the good thing about a sign, as you drive down the road, you look at the angle, and all signs block another sign for a certain length of time. And it's kind of almost like a picture. If I took a large picture and I put it on that wall and I have those mullions between it, or the pieces between it, you can still read it. And you'll look at a large shopping center that has like a whole picture and all the window mullions. They, your eye adjusts for it, so we'll be fine.
Have there been any discussion with neighbors about this proposal?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, there have not been. Just the tenants that are in the shopping center.
All right, I have no further questions. Okay. And they've been positive. I didn't mean to cut you off. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any other questions real quick? You may take a seat.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Not seeing any. Any further questions from the board? Nope. Okay. This time, we will close the public hearing for case number 13036 for Timber Creek West LLC. Looking for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13036 for Timber Creek West LLC with a request special use exemption pending a final written discussion based upon the record made during this public hearing because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the user of the neighboring or adjacent properties.
Second.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Lovengood?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too. So with a vote of 3-0, case number 13036 is approved.